With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The city of Rhinelander will be adding a four-way stop to one of its downtown intersections. Earlier this year, the city held a listening session about possibly turning Brown Street into a one-way. While people rejected that plan, a different idea was to add four-way stop signs to two intersections on Brown. City Council voted this week to change the intersection of Brown and Rives to a four-way stop. Alderperson Stephen Jopak.
Near that part of Brown Street is busier, but on top of that, the way the parking is established, it is really hard to see coming out of that intersection. If you're on Rives trying to cross Brown or turning into traffic, and so there's just been a number of times, if it's not nighttime and I can't see the reflection off of headlights reflecting off windows, I don't know if a car is coming or not.
Only that intersection is changing for now. The one at Brown and Frederick may be considered in the future. Rhinelander Mayor Chris Hannes says getting the stop signs in now will help get locals familiar with the changes before the big tourist influx next summer.
If we do decide to move forward on that other intersection, that could be done in the spring, after a winter of kind of seeing how it plays out. The only suggestion I would make is if we do stop signs, that we also do painting on the blacktop and then probably do some temporary notification just to make it known.
There's not a set date for when the signs will be installed. City Administrator Patrick Regan told WXPR they're working to get it done as soon as possible. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has approved Enbridge's plan to reroute an aging oil pipeline around a northern Wisconsin tribal reservation. Enbridge wants to build a new 41-mile segment of pipeline to bypass the reservation of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The tribe and environmental groups oppose the project. They argue it underestimates environmental damage and perpetuates fossil fuel use. The opponents are suing to reverse state construction permits. Enbridge has used Line 5 to transport crude oil and natural gas liquids since 1953. The company calls the federal approval a major milestone. Another candidate is throwing their name into the ring for the opening in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. The district makes up most of northern Wisconsin. That seat is currently held by Republican Tom Tiffany, but with Tiffany's run for governor in 2026, the race is open. Michael Alfonso has announced his candidacy for the seat. Alfonso, a Republican, currently lives in Vilas County, and he grew up in Wausau. According to his release, he was inspired by the late Charlie Kirk to run for office, saying he believes that America needs a new generation of conservative leaders in Washington. Alfonso is the son-in-law of former 7th District Congressman and current U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Republicans Jesse Eben and Paul Wasgren are also running for the seat, as well as Democrat Fred Clark. As Halloween approaches, candy is everywhere, but not everything that looks like candy is safe to eat. Each year, there are about 400,000 poison center calls and 50,000 ER visits as a result of young children ingesting medications when adults weren't paying attention. Health officials remind people to keep medication out of reach. Kenneth Yuck is an Aspirus pharmacy resident.
A lot of medicines are small in size, so that, for ease in administration. And some of them are flavored or made so that they're not so bad tasting. So you can take it easier. You could see how kids could mistake it as candy.
Even a small amount of adult medication can be dangerous for children. Medicines are often formulated for adult body weights and can cause harmful side effects or serious health complications when taken by a child. Yuck recommends designating one secure, high cabinet as the household medicine cabinet and keeping all medications stored there.
One simple habit to keep medications out of children's reach would be if you take medications, then after you take the pill out of the bottle or whatever it's contained in, then put the medication back in the cabinet or wherever you store them normally. That way it's not laying out and about.
If a child accidentally swallows medication, families should call poison control immediately at 1-800-222-1222. Experts can help identify the medicine and determine whether it is safe to monitor at home or if emergency care is needed. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Wisconsin bear hunters had a pretty typical result this year, even if they came in below the DNR's goal. The DNR says just over 3,700 bear were harvested, which is just below the five-year average. The goal this year had been 4,075 bear. DNR large carnivore specialist Randy Johnson says some hunters reported this was one of their best years. Others saw challenges attracting bear with bait due to abundant acorns and corn. Factors such as the outcome of the bear hunt, agricultural damage by bears, and residential bear complaints will help in calculating future harvest goals. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to buckle up and put down the phone. Distracted driving is a leading cause of traffic crashes in Wisconsin. In 2024, there were more than 9,000 crashes related to distracted driving across the state, resulting in 44 deaths and 3,500 injuries. WisDOT is making a push this week to buckle up, phone down, even asking drivers to sign a pledge to always wear a seatbelt and stay off their phones while driving. Texting while driving is not only dangerous, but also illegal in Wisconsin. Handheld cell phone use is banned within 500 feet of an authorized emergency vehicle or tow truck with its lights on. It's also illegal to talk on a handheld cell phone while driving through a construction or utility work zone in Wisconsin. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.